Attorneys for four same-sex couples called Oregon's gay marriage ban a state-imposed badge of inferiority during arguments in federal court Wednesday. Gay rights activists are suing to overturn the voter-approved measure. Correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
Plaintiffs' attorneys told U.S. District Judge Michael McShane that Oregon's gay marriage ban violates the fundamental liberties of same-sex couples, and they argued that under the U.S. Constitution, marriage laws should apply equally to everybody. After the 90-minute hearing, gay rights advocates gathered outside the federal courthouse in Eugene. Ben West is one of the plaintiffs in the case. Standing next to his partner, Paul Rummel, he said,
"This is about family and community and what's right for all Oregonians. And particularly we do this not for ourselves and our own love and commitment, but also for our son. I want him to value marriage and to value relationship and love. And I want to be able to be that example for him."
The judge will not issue a ruling in this case right away. That's because traditional marriage advocates filed a last-minute motion this week to intervene in the case. The national group wants to defend the ban, since Oregon Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum said the state would not. John Eastman is with the National Organization for Marriage. He says his group is acting on behalf of Oregon voters who approved the same-sex marriage ban a decade ago.
Their interests are no longer being represented by the Attorney General of the state when she decided not just to refuse to defend but actively attack the position of her client, the people of Oregon. And we think that position warrants a defense, and quite frankly, it's a strong defense, and we hope to prevail.
Eastman will argue his case for intervening 3 weeks from now in front of Judge McShane. The judge gave no indication how long he'll take to issue a ruling after that. I'm Chris Lehman in Eugene.